Love, even genuine love, is a fragile thing. Like a plant, it must be watered and cultivated or it will wither and die.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
You know, some newly married couples have the misguided notion that their love will continue to grow naturally through the years. But the truth is, love must be maintained and protected if it's going to survive. Love can perish when a husband works 7 days a week or when spouses don't make the effort to communicate regularly. The keen edge of a loving relationship may be dulled through the routine pressures of living, as I experienced during the early days of my own marriage. I was working full-time and trying to finish my doctorate at USC. My wife was teaching school and running our small home. I remember clearly the evening I realized what this busy life was doing to our relationship. We still loved each other, but it had been too long since we'd felt a spirit of warmth and closeness. My textbooks were pushed aside that night, and we went for a long walk. The following semester, I took fewer classes and postponed my academic goals to help preserve what I valued more highly. Where does your marriage rank on your hierarchy of values? Does it get the leftovers and scraps from your busy schedule, or is it something of great worth to be supported and replenished? Let there be no misunderstanding. If left unattended, your relationship could die a slow death, and no career goal is worth that price.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.